residents have there been since November 3rd, 1950, when Cassidy beat Hiram Beach 20-0.
Oh, wow. Have you been hanging out with, I think, John Mooney too long, I think, throwing me these kind of questions?
Well, surely isn't from Raps and Electric.
Boy, I wish I could use Google at a time like this. I'm going to take a stab at there were 10 presidents, Clark.
12. 12.
12 presidents.
12 was the number.
I knew that.
And we're going to listen in here to the Harbor Beach Marching Pirates with the national anthem. That was the Marching Pirates with a rousing rendition of the national anthem written by Scott Francis Keyes. Now, Dave, our trivia question, it was 12 presidents, not 10. Close enough. But as a bonus question, how many Catholic popes have there been since November 3rd, 1950?
Wow. Catholic popes since 1953. Boy, my mother would be mad at me if I get this one wrong.
I would be impressed.
You would be impressed.
I didn't know this until I looked it up.
She would know the answer to this, but I can't call her right now. Let's see. How many Catholic popes have there been? I'm going to say there's been two.
Two?
I don't know.
Mr. Hansen, you better go to two masses, maybe confession this weekend.
I have no idea. To be
seven. Seven popes throughout the time. From 1939 to 1950, Pius the VII, John the 23rd, Paul the 6th, John Paul the 1st for only 33 days, mind you. John Paul II from until 2005.
Oh, that would have been a good trick one right there.
Benedict,
33 days would have been a good one.
Benedict the 16th up until 2013, now Pope Francis. Mm-hmm. Seven popes, 12 presidents since Cassidy Harreach played since 1950. There you go.
Good stat work this week.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I was searching hard for that one, and I came across that, and I couldn't pass it up being a good Catholic boy, you know?
I'm glad you admitted you didn't know the answer to that one.
No, I had to. I'd be very impressed if anyone knew that and went out there. Cassidy won the toss and elected to defer to the second half, so they'll be kicking off to start this first half. Left to right across your radio, all white jerseys in a very wet and muddy night potentially here as number 55 for Cassidy gets sent to kick this one off, and very fittingly, Sam Boots kicks this one off left to right across the radio. Down to the 20-yard line, brought in by Mitch Hearn. He's out to the 30, still on his feet at the 34, and brought down right there by white jersey with a maroon helmet. Number 3, Nick Perry, the freshman, brings him down for the tackle after a 19-yard return for Mitch Hearn and the Pirates. First and 10 for Harbor Beach. 11:54 left in the first quarter. No score. Harbor Beach starting the game on offense at their own 34-yard line. Excuse me, a 14-yard return for Mitch Hearn. T formation for Harbor Beach to start the game. They hand it off to Austin Seltz around the right end. He has room to run. Has the first down marker. Passed the first down marker by another 3 yards out to the 47. And first and 10 for Harbor Beach.
Tackler there, Drew Loomis, the senior for Cass City.
First and 10 for the Pirates. First down marker is in Cass City territory. They mark him down at the 47-yard line. T formation in between the hash marks. Josh Shelkey, your quarterback, senior, hands this one off. Same exact play to Austin Seltz. He gets across midfield down to the 49 into Cass City territory. on the near, on the far sideline. He gains 4 yards in the play, brings up 6 to go for a first down marker.
Tackler there, Sam Boots.
6 yards to go, now inside Cassidy territory. Third play of this drive, started at Harbor Beach's 34. 11-10 left in the first, no score. Harbor Beach on their first drive of the night. Send the receivers wide each way, two wide each way. Seltz keeps Shelkey company in the backfield in the shotgun. Now Shelkey calling an audible. Second and 6, there's a snap, looking to his left, looking to pass, releases this one a little high, and a little confusion there. Intended receiver is number 20, Chris Keys, at Cass City's 35-yard line, was thrown over his head and out of bounds. No chance of getting that one. An incomplete pass. The clock stops at 10:50.
Yeah, a lot. The defensive back there was probably 15 yards off the line of scrimmage, and I think the audible there, I think Shelkey just wanted a 2 steps and a quick pass, and then he's got a one-on-one matchup with his wide receiver on a corner out there on an island, a chance for a big play. Couldn't quite connect there.
10:50 left in the first. It's a handoff out of the backfield to number 7, Brandon Puff, and nothing going there. And Cassidy's fired up. They have the third down stop, and now brings up a 4th down for Harbor Beach. A loss of 2 on the play, and now Harbor Beach brings out the punt team for potentially the first time all year.
Yeah, Parker Hare, the junior, busts through the line, not fooled by some of the run action made by Shelkey, made the tackle in the backfield.
10:18 left in the first. Harbor Beach with a quick 5 and out, I guess you could call it, on a very short drive here for Harbor Beach standards. As Mitch Hearn punts this one away, good bounce. Harbor Beach bounce all the way from the 29 all the way down to the 13-yard line when it stops rolling. And Cass City will have a 86-yard field to work with when they're on 1st and 10, left right across your radio.
Yeah, great punt there by Hearn. He, a low line drive, gets the top spin bounce that they're looking for. No chance for either special team returner for Cass City to get his hands on it. You don't want to run into a bad bounce, have it bounce off you, and give Harbor Beach good field position. Cass City offense taking the field.
T formation in a large front line for the Cass City offense. Earla, the quarterback, hands it off to his right side to number 6, Sawyer Cuthrell, the junior running back, second year on varsity. Gets out to the 20-yard line from the 15. They're going to say it's a 5-yard gain. 2nd and 5 now for Cass City. 9:47 left in the first.
Tackler there for Harbor Beach, number 7, Brandon Puff.
T formation just inside the left hash, left right across the radio. White pants, white jerseys, maroon helmets with maroon numbers. Erla hands this off to right through the middle, and he's out and gets the first down out to the 27-yard line, a 7-yard gain. And Nick Perry, the freshman, with the carry for 7 and a first down.
Yet again, tackler number 7, Brandon Puff.
9:26 left in the first. Cass City with the ball, moving the ball very well. This drive started at the 14-yard line for Cass City. And it's a handoff right through the middle. He has room to run. Number 33, the fullback, T.J. Moore, the sophomore, gets out for 9 yards all the way out to the 37-yard line. A 9-yard gain is going to be shy of the first down by a yard. Actually, they're going to mark it down at the 36. 2nd and 2 to go for the Redhawks.
Tackler there, Chris Keys.
It's a handoff to the right side. Cuthrell with it, breaks free of one tackle with a spin move out to the 40-yard line, maybe to the 40-and-a-half-yard line. Gets the first down regardless, a 4-yard gain. New set of downs for the Redhawks with all game momentum on their side.
Tackler there, the senior again, Chris Keys. So far, Cass City offense, wing T just pounding the rock right into the throats of the Harbor Beach defense right now and doing it well.
8:50 left in the first. 1st and 10. Left to right across your radio are the Cass City Redhawks. White jerseys splitting the hash marks. 1st and 10 from their own 40. T formation. Erla hands this off to his fullback right through the middle. And not much going there. Actually, that's a handoff to Nick Perry, his left wing. And they say forward progress had him stopped at the 42 for a gain of 2. 8 yards to go for the first down for Cass City on 2nd.
A nice stop defensively. Led there by Austin Ginther. 6 foot, 210 pound senior leader on that defensive line.